Good morning. This is Livestock Lines here on KFRM 550 AM. And per usual, you were hearing from Ben Jensen, but I'm actually talking to Ethan Lane right now. He is the Vice President of Governmental Affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So, Ethan, can you tell our listeners who are cattle producers what they might need to know about this recent Waters of the U.S. ruling?
Sure. The most recent WOTUS rulemaking is the effort from the Biden administration to push that pendulum back in the direction of more federal control over ephemeral streams and potential connection points to large federal managed waters on their cattle operations across the country. This has impact for folks beyond agriculture, clearly, you know, getting into home builders and different parts of the economy, but we are so broad and so diverse in the landscapes that we cover, we're a particularly impacted group. Producers need to be paying attention to the fact that while this rulemaking is getting implemented right now, and we're challenging it in federal court to ask the court to put an injunction in place to stop that rulemaking from being implemented, the Supreme Court is looking at some potential decisions that could have a major impact on EPA and Army Corps of Engineers' ability to implement this rule. If the Supreme Court rules over the top of this rulemaking that portions of it are unconstitutional, EPA is going to have to go back to the drawing board. So it's going to be incredibly important for cattle producers to pay really close attention to the news coming out on this, to the trade associations that are working on it, whether that be Kansas Livestock Association, NCBA, whatever state you happen to be in, for the latest news on WOTUS. You're going to get that guidance on a very regular basis as this issue changes, because it's potentially going to change multiple times over the next few months. So producers can't assume that the way it is today is going to be the way it is tomorrow. They need to really be paying attention to what's going on and looking for those changes that could come.
So how in particular is NCBA combating it, and what are some ways that a local producer or anybody listening to this can help alongside that?
Well, right now, where we are in this process is we're going to federal court. So we are we're leading a charge with, I think, 17 other groups in a lawsuit challenging this most recent rule. We're first and foremost asking for them to halt the implementation of that rule while the Supreme Court considers these other alternatives. We simply can't create even more uncertainty after years of uncertainty for producers by allowing this rule to go into effect. You know, in building out this final rule, EPA restored some of the ag exemptions that have been in previous versions of the rule, but they created this case-by-case analysis structure that adds a tremendous layer of uncertainty for producers, because they don't know whether they're in a safe territory or not until a federal agency makes a case-by-case determination on their operation. We can't have producers operating that way. That just doesn't work for their business models. So the best thing producers can do is be participating in those trade associations, making sure they're telling their stories about how this is impacting them, and communicating constantly with everybody to make sure that there's a good body of knowledge and understanding of how this is impacting producers on the ground.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ethan, and I appreciate you breaking that down for some of the producers out in the countryside, letting us know how we can, learn more about this, and what are some of the good resources that producers could go to learn more, other than, for example, this interview?
Sure. Policy.ncba.org is our homepage that has all of our policy positions, contacts for all of my team in Washington, D.C. They love to get phone calls from producers. Never hesitate to reach out. You can reach out to your state association as well. They're hard at work on this. That's the best point of contact to start to really get the latest and greatest on these issues, is using those trade associations that are working on your behalf every day.
And that was all today from Livestock Lines. Again, that was Ethan Lane, the Vice President of Government Affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he has been speaking about the recent Waters of the U.S. ruling and how that can affect cattle producers, as well as how the NCBA and some other organizations are working to change that ruling. Again, this has been your host for the day, Ben Jensen, here on Livestock Lines.